right now it is a little Friday frivolity, having a little fun. And I thought I would bring this to the table because, as many of you know, if you listen to the show, I have a son who's 14 years old. He's a freshman in high school. And he goes to a small private religious school. And so they do things a little differently probably than public schools might. But this is homecoming weekend for his school. And it got us to thinking about different homecoming memories. And it's crazy because when I was in high school, went out Rockwall, of course, and went to homecoming all 4 years. But we had a dance, and a lot of the times if you asked a girl, you would try, and maybe you'd meet her at the game the night before the dance because the game's Friday and the dance would be Saturday night. And you'd meet her at the game, and you might hang out. And then, of course, you'd go to the dance on Saturday night. Well, his school is not really having a dance, but they're having a homecoming gathering, I guess, because the homecoming game is tonight, and then they're having the homecoming festivities and all that. And, man, I got to find this picture because the mums are out of control, and I think it's a relatively new thing with the mums and the garters.
I feel like it's been a while for the mums being pretty large.
Mums were huge when I was in high school. I graduated in 95,
and
they were, like, they would fill up the entire chest of a girl.
Right.
They were huge.
I don't remember mums being that big of a deal when I was in high school. I mean, all the girls had them, but not like they do now where they're hanging down to the floor.
What year did you graduate?
97.
Okay.
So a couple years behind Killer. And I remember getting a garter, but it was basically like nothingness. And so here's Maddox's garter that he got. I mean, the thing's out of control.
Okay, that's just the mum.
Yeah, well, it's
like, I guess
it's like the mum.
High school didn't have sports, so we didn't have homecoming. So I didn't have to deal with mums or garters or anything like that. But
you guys
never
didn't have like math Olympics or anything like that.
You know what?
Here's another look at it. And so it's got his name on it, and it's got his, like, he wears 77 in basketball because of Luka. So you see the 77s on there.
Right.
And that's
pretty big, dude. I wouldn't think that if
that's like the size of his arm.
Right. If you had told me, okay, what does a garter look like? I'm thinking of the garter when you get married and just that tiny thing. But I guess everything is huge now. But I'm surprised that high school dudes would even wear that.
I know.
As self-conscious and wanting to be cool as they are. That doesn't feel like that's the cool thing to do. But maybe I just don't know. I really don't.
So then here's a picture where he's standing next to one of his buddies. And you can see how long, like his, I don't even know why, maybe a girl gave his buddy that. I don't know what the deal is, why the colors are all different and stuff, but you see how big those things are. I mean, it's literally, so the garter is in the middle of both of their arms, and Maddox is 6'1", so he's got long arms, and that thing is hanging down to his fingers.
That is incredible. I can't even imagine dudes in my high school, well, again, I didn't have sports, but I don't know if I'd wear that. I just don't
see. But if everybody's wearing it,
yeah, and then you're not the cool one if you don't,
right?
Maybe
right.
So. Maybe that's the
you
case.
Might stand
I don't
out
know.
More if you didn't.
Maybe so.
And then that means you're not going.
But
to
I'm
the
old.
Dance.
I graduated high school in '88, and I can guarantee you that mums and garters, if they were a thing back then, and they probably were. I just didn't go to a high school that had sports. They weren't nearly as noticeable as they are now, and not as huge as they are now. But yeah, you see some of these stories. The news will do a story every now and then about mums or whatever homecoming,
yeah,
and they'll
sure.
show it. Or you see people now posting on social media about their kids and their homecoming, and just the sheer size of those things is remarkable, and how much they would probably cost right now to make one of those things. That's incredible to think that they're spending all that money on that. But homecoming is always it's really cool. Like when I was doing high school sports.
Right.
And going to those homecoming festivities, and you see the homecoming court coming out and all the festivities that goes along with it, and how all the families are very supportive, and every, you know, people who really truly want to be. Well, my nephew was homecoming king last year at his high school, and we went out to that game, and when he was crowned homecoming king. So just all those, man, I bet you that's a fun, nervous type of time when you're talking about that nervous energy in high school and some things that will kind of put the pressure on you. It's one of those, if you're running for a homecoming king or queen, or you're on the homecoming court, to see if you can get that. That is, I'm kind of glad I didn't have to go through that.
I never would have been even remotely close to being on the homecoming court, But it is, and now, again, another thing that's gotten out of control is the homecoming. If there is a dance, and it's, will you go with me to HoCo, is whatever, and these extravagant ways that,
right,
because it's all social
and
media.
All that, right, right.
Like, oh, look how this guy asked me to homecoming.
And yeah, they walk up to the house with a sign. That's the boombox in our era. We put the boombox on our shoulder. And
it's also extravagant.
Jodeci.
And I don't know how they decide on what dates are homecoming. Like this year, I thought Rockwalls was crazy. It was September 11th was the homecoming game.
God, it's really early.
So early. It's like, why isn't it this weekend when they have Forney coming in tonight?
Like, usually you'll schedule a homecoming game to where your football team can win the game.
And maybe that's
what it was. Try to get a sorry team in so you can not only wrap up homecoming but get a victory. So when I was in Commerce in East Texas State, we had the first few years there, they had homecoming. And I don't even know if there was a person of color that was ever nominated for the homecoming court. And the demographics there was probably 90% white, 10% black. So all the black students got together and said, we're all going to nominate one person, one king, one queen. We all vote for him. Yeah. Everyone else splits their votes and maybe we can get the win.
Okay.
So my last year there was when we first decided to do that. And they asked me if I wanted to run for homecoming king, and I was like, "No, that's not your man. I'm good with that. We'll get someone else." So they had plan worked. Everyone said, "Okay, these are the two people that we're going to vote for right. homecoming king or queen," and it worked.
Okay,
they won. And then for like 3-4 years down the road, it kept working so much so that people would nominate other people of color to see if they could split those votes. But everyone in the circle was like, no, we're committed to voting for this person. And it worked for about 4 or 5 years in a row until it stopped.
But it didn't anymore.
Until it didn't anymore. But I was asked by the first girl who won to escort her on the homecoming court, and she won. I don't know why the hell she asked me. No clue.
It worked. Threat. She's like, he ain't going to try anything. I'll go with this guy.
Maybe that's it. I don't know. But walking out there on the field as, you know, we're arm in arm, and then she wins. I was like, man, that's really cool. I felt like I won, and I didn't.
It's pretty wild because I remember my freshman year of high school when I went to homecoming, I had asked a girl who I was in theater with, and she was a sophomore, so a year older than me.
Heck yeah.
And, of course, I'm 14 at the time, same age as my son now. It's just so crazy. And you can't drive. So my parents had to go and, you know, would drive me to her house, pick her up, get the corsage on her hand and get in the back of the car, you know. And then when we drop her off, I was so nervous because I was like, I don't know. Am I supposed to kiss her? Like, I don't know what to do. And I'll never forget this. She was so sweet, but, you know, you just kind of stand there. All right,
Norm.
Well, I had fun. Oh, I had fun too. And there's that weird, awkward pause and you kind of like, okay, and you lean in, and she just turned her head, and I kissed her on the cheek, and I was so embarrassed. I remember, and I think my dad was the one that dropped me off, and I got back in the car. He's like, "Why don't you give her a kiss?" And I was like, "She turned her head."
I have a lot of riz.
It's just so funny. Like,
what did he say? Oh, that's too bad, son.
Yeah, probably something like that. It's funny because I think the next year, it was either the next year. No, it must have been my junior year. Me and my buddy Brandon somehow we ended up pitching in for a limo. There had to have been a third person. No way it was just me and him. But he went with a girl he didn't know that well, and I went with a girl that I don't recall that we were dating, but, man, we sure made out in that limo for a while.
Just around everybody?
Yeah, he didn't like that. He got so irritated at me.
Yeah, I would, too.
Nothing wrong with that. In my senior year,
tonsil boxing around me, and we're supposed to just sit around and talk.
You know how when you're younger, for whatever reason, like a semester of high school feels like it's 2 years of your life, even though it's just 3 months. And so October, my senior year, I asked this girl to homecoming who I was in theater with. And we were great friends at the time. Oh, we had, all right, we're going to homecoming together. I don't know what happened, but we ended up not liking each other at all. We both were in the UIL one act in the spring semester, which probably was in late March or April, if I remember right. So just a few months later, I was cast as Atticus in To Kill a Mockingbird. She was cast as my daughter, Scout. And man, she did not like me. I don't know why.
What did you do to her homecoming?
Nothing. Like, I didn't even try to make, like, I thought we were just going as friends more than anything. And it's weird because she ended up going with my best friend to prom.
Just high school, dude.
Isn't it? I mean,
it's remarkable. It's so remarkable. The responsibilities that you're glad you don't have as like as far as real world stuff. It feels that way when you're in school and all the different things you have to go through and think about and be mindful of, man. It's a job in itself. That's why high school kids shouldn't work. Because it's a job trying to navigate your way through that dumb part of stage of your life.
Yeah, that, I mean, it's like, I've talked about this before, working at the video store, which for a high school kid is like the golden ticket, you feel like.
Right, right.
And those girls that you were too afraid to talk to in class would come in to rent a movie, and you'd be like, this one's
trying to
get me.
Ghostbusters, and you're right? Like, yeah, here you go.
You're like, how much is it? No charge.
Look at me. They put their $2 back in their pocket.
Are you
thank
like,
you.
I remember they'd bring them back sometimes. And it would always be the girl that you thought was hot. And she'd walk in and be like, hey, so my dad asked me to return this. He said it's a little late. And I go, it's okay. I can waive the fees. And they just look at you and be like, thank you. And you're like, you're welcome.
I love you. I mean, I didn't say that. Who
you call your
that?
Friend like, guess who I gave a free movie to tonight?
Guess who I talked to tonight? Mm. Charlene.
And then, of course, they don't even know your name.
Anyone in your name named, in your school named Charlene.
But it's so great because when you're that age in high school, if a girl you think is attractive.
Oh, my gosh.
Walks up to you and knows your name, you're set for a month.
Well, and if she says anything when you're around your friends to you, you're set for life. It's not a month. You're set for life.
Oh, yeah.
The one girl in our neighborhood who was the most attractive girl ever gave me a ride home and asked me in front of all my friends one day in downtown, hey, you want to ride home? And they were looking at me like,
so true, man.
Are you kidding me?
Walla.
And I just... I moseyed to the car, and I made sure I didn't turn around and look at them until I sat down... And I was sitting straight ahead in the car, and right when she was about to pull off, gave him a smile as we drove
off.
So it was
true,
great. It was the greatest day of my life, dude. The greatest day.
Was she the one that thought you were cute later on? You didn't know, though?
Of course. She was. It was cute in a brotherly way. It wasn't a cute.
Oh, okay. I thought she might.
No.
Oh, okay.
Heck no.
Okay.
She was way too
I'm giving you too
that.
Much credit, my bad.
Yes, way too much credit.
It is kind of funny, though, because as you get older and everybody goes off and does their own thing, and then you have a high school reunion at various intervals of life, and, you know, of course, as people will come back around, you haven't seen each other in forever, and maybe they never got married or they have a divorce, and I've been divorced, and I remember... You know, the one girl, and you kind of talk, and she goes, how come you never asked me out?
And
you're like,
that.
What? Don't even
are
ask
you kidding me?
That.
You didn't even look my way. What are
damn
you talking it. About?
That's, you are misremembering this.
I think that's all in a just trying to make you feel better when you go to a reunion or something like that.
Yeah, because they're in their mid-30s, and even then they know the power they have. How come you never asked me out? I'll ask you out right now. Would you like to go around to the football field right now?
Well, I can't. What's the difference?
I'm not talking about this.
Don't even ask me that.
You know,
hate
I always
that,
thought
dude.
You were cute in high school.
No,
you didn't.
That. No, you didn't.
You were totally misremembering what I looked like in high school.
I think that's a requirement for hot girls that were hot in high school to come back to a reunion and say things like that. That's in the hot girl handbook.
Right.
It 100% is.
I always thought
you would
cute.
Not have looked my way.
Really? You thought Gumby was cute? There's no way that's true. God.
If I would have said something to you in high school, you would have just laughed and walked off.
Exactly.
Put your elbow on top of my head because I was 5'2".
Yep. You'd have just been
man,
like,
all these memories are rushing back to me right now.
Get
man.
Away from me, muscles. That's what they always say.
All right. It's 10-10. That's a little Friday frivolity. Happy homecoming to everyone
who is
have fun. Enjoying their homecoming with their kids. And they're going to go out to all the festivities this weekend, football games, chaperoning parties and stuff. Happy homecoming to everyone out there.